a spontaneous captivation of your attention to bring you to the peak of your climax. I'm your fresh caster, VIP TevB, creator and host of The Climax, with the fragrance of Voices of Today, your home of inspiration, hashtag tailor-made. So, let's get high. Hi guys, VIP TevB here. I greet you wherever you are, enticing your interest greatly, reminding you this is indeed a spontaneous captivation of your attention, bringing you to the peak of your climax. And all of you, where you are, your growth is dependent on how much you're able to absorb and translate to the better yourself. All right, so the audio that you'll be hearing from this episode is a conversation that I was having with one of my long-lost friends who I recently recovered, and we were having a random conversation over the phone, and then we just started to record it. So this is going to be the raw audio. This will be what will make it so perfect in terms of artistic, as it is spontaneous. And we just threw this on. I must apologize. There are some aspects of it you're not hearing me so well because I was very low outside using a broken headset. But please listen to the essence of this conversation and do enjoy VIP Tebby style, reminding you that the greatest part of you is remembering that you're awesome and not trying to prove it to anyone.
So let's go back over it. Let me just put this together. Because I'm gonna need to write this down and put it on.
Listen, let it have a show no one done, yeah. Like I'm a cook. I don't know. Me what my bangarang them coming in.
If it bangarang don't come in. So
my banging.
But I don't have my equipment or my microphone, but I think it's
still record it if you want to.
Yes, I'm recording it. So let me just say to all of you know that are listening around. This was just a regular phone call, and it now became a recording. So I'm talking to my good friend, the one and only, the nurturer. What should he describe you as, Chalisa?
Just Chalisa.
Because you don't want to be called a midwife.
And no.
Yes, and we already know your medical background. However, let's just suggest that you're the visionaire who has evolved into becoming her best self and continuously.
So, I like that better.
Yeah, man, you can work with that the program then. Now, to all I want to listen, I don't know perhaps where you would be listening from around the world, but just to have you know, VIP TevB style is one of your things that you should adapt, because we submerge you into a creative art, which is the climax, and this captivates your attention. So we have a conversation about persons and maturity. I know we're talking about how people evolved and perhaps how maturity and how people relate to each other. And one of the things that we come to conclude is, right, Chalisa, that how someone relates to well, life is based on their level of maturity and how they choose their relationships and choose their partner. One of the things that we talked about beforehand was if you look at perhaps the age range of how children grow, or maybe a young female, how she sees maybe a male figure is based on maybe the physical attributes, possessions, which are his money, and maybe an older person who, and when we use older or younger, we're talking about maturity here. It would be, if they're older in maturity, it would be that they see attributes which are the physical makeup of that individual. What makes that individual who they are as unique? So this is what we're talking about. So go and talk to this, because we went to a hypothesis, a theory, that when you are extremely sheltered, perhaps as a young person, you're not only sheltered from harm by your parents, but perhaps you're also sheltered from maturity.
Yes.
Tell me more, because I'm saying you're a good tour, you know.
Yes, I was saying that because if you look at it, if mommy and daddy do everything for you, right? They feed you, they clothe you, you don't have any formal responsibility around the house. Maybe, for example, you have a maid at home that will wash the plates, wash your clothes, and so forth. You tend to don't have any form of responsibility. You don't have any sense of responsibility to do anything. So because of that, it hinders your level of maturity. Wow. It hinders your level of maturity. So as I was mentioning before, is a person's childhood or their experiences in life, it tends to
create the maturity.
Affect your maturity level, because take for instance, if you have a child that experience a lot when they are younger, they have to fend for themselves, mommy and daddy is not around, they tend to say to themselves that, look, I have to take care of me, because if I don't do it, no one else will. So they mature quicker than somebody who have everything handed down to them. So if they have to work early, they mature quicker than someone who does not.
So,
and these are the things that affect a child when they grow older and what they see. Because if, for instance, someone who has learned to fend for themselves, they will never want a slacker in life. It's like they will be taking care of a child that is not theirs.
I wonder, because, you know, before I go further and comment on this, I hope my audio is not bad, because I am using a broken headset just now. So if this is becoming distorted to you guys that are hearing this, understand for me, I'd appreciate that. By the way, me de what I do. So to all of you that are in different places of the world, if you do not understand what I'm talking about when I say me de what I do, I'm outside and I'm just doing this spontaneously. So we say a person that has a particular experience where they are responsible and they have to take responsibility for their actions will not want a reflection of someone in their life as companionship who is the opposite of them.
Because most women, based on their level of maturity, they want someone who can pick up the slack. If they fall somewhere, the man is supposed to say, hey, hon, I'll do this. They want to expect the man. The man is supposed to be there to say, hon, I'll do this. So, I'll help you along. They don't want someone who, when they fall, can't lift them up.
So, and that's very interesting. So, let me go back to one part where I made some statements of, is it that So to you that are we're out there that we're not here, when I was speaking with Chalice and I was talking about, is it that when if you notice that women when women are younger and they are partying and they're living the wild life, if you describe it like that, when they do get pregnant and they have to now take responsibility for their children, if they do get serious within their minds, if it is that the perhaps the guys that are extremely wild and carefree, as we always say, careless, after a while they now change their views towards life and want to settle down with somebody good, goodbye, pretty. In other words, to settle down with someone who seems a bit more stable and responsible. And you, Charissa, has said that is so, and it's now
Unfortunately, that is
yes,
what is happening
it is
because
sad.
things do
We shock.
happen. Unfortunately, things do happen where we as females, when we are younger, we tend to go for his physical attributes first. We tend to say, oh, he's cute. Because if you ask a young girl who has a boyfriend, why are you with, depends on their maturity level. So if they aren't yet mature, they'll tell you that, hey, he's cute,
And every other woman
right?
run him down and she got him. And they
Yes,
can't do anything about it.
him
So
cute
that he has it.
or him smell nice.
Alright.
Yeah, or I like his high eyes or something that they'll say that, you know, I like this about him. But once their maturity level progressed, then they'll go for the financial aspect of the man. They'll say, him have money. Whether to them he's cute or not, whether to them he look good, or as Jamaican woman would say, he can walk with car road. If he have money and he don't look good, they'll still go on, you know. But they wanna say, but if he cute and have money, it's a plus,
An
you know.
interesting conversation here. So, hold on, because and it even goes even further to a mentality of how their environment would have mold their mental framework. Because remember we said too that upon the maturity level, what can impact on it is the companies they keep, the environment that they're in, the behaviors that are seen around them, the experiences they've had. So perhaps also how they would see maybe friends or mommy and daddy or some other persons that they can relate to because maybe they have the same skin color, or they live in the same community or same vicinity. This would maybe impact on how they would want to be seen. So it creates an ego based on their maturity. So
That is true.
that's interesting, because when I think about it, I would see persons that would go out there too, and even based on their maturity, their spending levels are different because you, just like me and you, we communicate a lot. I would say, or we would say, I see this, I can afford it, but I don't need it. I'd want it, but I don't need it, so I don't buy it, even though I have the money. But there are those that would say, I see this, I don't need it, I want it, I have the money. What's there to lose? Let me buy it. So there's a different variations in how the relationship between the maturity level and even behavioral aspects and how they want to be seen is demonstrated. Because when
All
you're
right.
mature in a particular level, you're confident in yourself to know that this is who I am and I represent this and this is what I'll uphold. Go ahead.
If you look at females in general, right? Especially once they get pregnant and have a child, if they used to be the type of person that looks to a male for financial support, or they go for the guys with quote unquote physical attributes, once they get pregnant
All of a sudden,
and
they want to walk.
their maturity level increases, or they mature within themselves, they'll say, hey, I have a child now that I need to take care of. Mind you, not a lot, not every female will do that because, as I mentioned about maturity level, but once they look at it and say, hey, I have a child, my child can't get food for his or herself, so I need to go out and get it, right? Whatever they used to look for in a man tends to shift and fade a bit.
Interesting.
Because they will no longer want anybody that will not be able to pick up the slack. They don't want a second child for somebody who's not going to assist them.
That's quite interesting. That's very much interesting. And perhaps is it, let me ask you, because we have seen these things daily, you know, so we have to talk about these things that we see. Is it that most of the women that we see around us, even before they reach certain areas of their life, the ones that are at the maturity level that will deal with somebody because they have money, but maybe perhaps both male and female, is it that they're now looking for someone who can help to take care of them?
Interesting, and unfortunately, yes. Because when you are younger, or the person, the maturity level that tends to go off goes with physical attraction, they don't need much. Because most times they live with mommy or daddy that take care of their financial needs.
So this is a substitution for another maybe need that mind frame is now seeking. So in other words, it's balancing some areas of the equation. So the being taken care of part is already being done. What they need now is some sort of ego boost to look good when they go there to say that I am.
But normally those that tend to go for physical attraction are normally young girls.
Interesting.
Right? So it's not like they need someone who needs to be manly or needs to have some aspect of financial stability, but because they are young girls, they tend to go for physical attraction to say, hey, I have a boyfriend and my boyfriend is cute. Or I have a boyfriend, he's so handsome. Right? So after leaving from that stage or the era where they probably see something nice, probably window shopping and see a nice bag, and mommy say, listen, I can't afford that right now. Or they know that mommy won't give them. But, you know, probably maybe the friends that they have and so forth, they talk about, so they need some financial assistance now. So they'll tend to go towards the ones that have some aspects of it. But it may not have been a lot, but to them at that time, it's a lot of money. Because they don't require much. Because remember, they still have a roof over their head. They're still getting food, so they don't need to pay bills. Right? They just need a few things here and there. But once they get older and demand increase, they'll realize that, hey, if they are maturing, how they should, they'll just say, to, hey, look, I need to go and get a job because I need to take care of me. Right? So they'll tend to go and get a job to take care of themselves. Maybe they'll still be with someone that have financial stability, or they may still tend to look towards the cute side, because hey, they don't need a man at that point in time to take care of them financially, and having a cute guy at that time is a plus.
So right? In other words, they have this spooky.
Right, they have them little spooky at one round, right? They have them little spooky. But when they think about it and think about, hey, it's time for me to settle down, they will not just go for somebody that is physically attractive or somebody that is financially stable, which is a plus, because whoever they're going to settle down with needs to be financially stable, but that is not what drives them.
I have another
what drives them now is the personalities. Who am I going to live with for the rest of my life? Who am I going to share my time, my space with? That person needs to attract them physically, personally. And that person, with some women, they tend to have them some little things that attract them, like maybe intelligence. So they're saying, like, look, I need a man that is intelligent. That is what attracts me.
I'm trying to wonder now, when this now happens, after they leave these different phases of perhaps their level of maturity and attraction and balancing this equation, I think too that it perhaps can cause an imbalance with relationships and cause disputes, because there will be a half full feeling that may perhaps be there, because they get half of something, which is maybe the man would bring that in with maybe intelligence and money, and then they over there so might not be so intelligent, and then the man wants someone intelligent, therefore he speaks down to her. Do you think that perhaps can be something that is affecting even how people relate to each other now, even in societies in different, across different cultures? All of you that are in Australia, that they're wondering and saying, what are you trying to say, or something? Perhaps this is so? Is this maybe the case?
I believe so. But as I'm going to say that each person needs to take time to choose carefully who they're going to settle with, or the person that they're going to be with, because you don't want to be to put yourself in a relationship, right?
Because they're that, trying to catch up on time.
Right. And who you wanted is not what you get.
So let me ask you before you go any further.
And you're miserable.
Before you go any further, I find that there are those of us that would want to wild out. And if you notice, some people, they'd say it, if you, in different cultures, wherever you are, everyone says it, or most of us, been there, done that. That phrase, let's go ahead. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
I think I'm gonna name this episode, this, you know, been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, because you'd find that there are those that would want to go out and do some crazy things even if they had a religious background or something where they are sheltered. They said they want to go out there and pierce their ears. They tend to go out there and try to smoke for the first time, what it is like to do that. They want to experience these things. They want to go out there and wild out and maybe whore out themselves or do something of this possibility. And then when they get over, this is where we would say it even in Jamaica, when they go batter out themselves and then turn batter years now, they want to settle down with people, good boy. As perhaps I would say myself. Is this the case when these people have gone ahead and done all of these, they accumulate enough of the maturity that at this point they are now wanting to settle down with somebody decent that now would fulfill the unmet need of where they're falling short?
At that time, it's not just about maturity, Leslie. That time is running from hurt. That time is running from hurt. Because I must say, when you are a Christian and you grow up in a Christian household, you are hindered or you're sheltered or protected against certain aspects of certain things out there in the world. Like, for example, you don't know the dangers of drugs if you are following or practicing, or you are truly practicing the stuff based on your religion and not just playing a hypocrite. You are going to be sheltered. You're not going to try certain things because it's against what you stand for, what you believe in. But if at any point in time that you decided that you are going to leave and do something or go out there in the world, you are going to meet upon hurt, embarrassment, and you are going to meet upon a lot of harmful things to you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Right? Because remember, you're coming from someone that was spiritual. Somewhere spiritual. You're coming from there and you're going out in the world. This is totally the opposite of what you were doing or what you were. So you're going to get hurt, right? You're going to try things, you're going to try relationships, and most times you tend to be naive about what is really out there, because when you're inside, or when you are you are Christian, or when you're spiritual, you look outside, you see people laughing and enjoying themselves, and you are deceived, because that is not what is really there out there. Mm-hmm. You see all the fun and excitement, and you say, hey, let me go there and test it out. I want to know what they're having. You thinking that you are being restricted where you are, but not realizing that you are being protected from what is there out there.
So
you go there.
What would give a human being? Let's look at it in a psychological way too. Levels of content. Just like a child, all of us as human beings, we are curious in finding what we do not know, and knowing some things that we have not yet experienced. Perhaps a child would go out there and see something colorful. Even a little bit of child psychology, it would suggest to you that children would be attracted to things that have like a bit of colors and notice is very colorful, and sounds of music and things that would create interest, because the curiosity will grow. Now, if this is the case, just as any human being, wouldn't you think that for settling the curiosity, they would want to go and try to know what it is like? Because let's give an example of you now embarking on a business of doing Be Wild. So just to have you know around the world, by the way, of the internet, VIP Tev B style, I'm endorsing Be Wild as a brand upcoming. We'll be telling about this shortly. Yeah, thank you. I will it again. So so just as how you're experimenting on that, you have never experienced it before, just like how you wanted to go in a box to open the for bees, for honey.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to experience it because you are curious. Don't you think perhaps that's the case?
Well, yeah, most time it is, because as I said, they are looking and hearing or at the outside world.
Yeah.
Want to see the enjoyment, the smiles on each person's face, or hearing about how the party last night was amazing, and wanting to experience it for themselves, right? So for me, I'd say it's a form of deception, because at the end of the day, where do they go back to?
That's an interesting thing, because
they go back where they were initially.
So are you saying to me
that
after going there and after being exposed and being hurt, they're trying to now go back into shelter to numb the hurt by using the previous safe space as a grounds of protection for comfort? Is that what you're suggesting?
I didn't hear that. Repeat. I didn't hear.
Are you saying to me that persons would have been hurt, who have gone out there, experienced the worst, and what they thought was the greatest thing is now something that is affecting them? They're now running back to the places, maybe where they were coming from, where they were so sheltered, and now using that as a safe space for comfort after the hurt has been created, based on their curiosity and the acts of curiosity.
Yeah.
What an interesting story.
They go back, and not just because of the shelter, but because they want to go back to what they have known. They want to fix the damaged relationships that they had by leaving, because by leaving they have damaged the relationship that they had had to God. So they'd want to go back and fix it, and want to go back basically in His bosom, in His love and care. They want to go back there because they realize that being there, they were, I would say, they weren't getting the level, the hurt that they would have gotten outside.
Mm-hmm. When they're in that safe space.
So they tend to go back, run back.
I want to touch on every aspect, not only physically or religiously, because there are those persons that are out there that are not religious. And we just have to admit it and face the reality of it. And maybe some persons who don't support what we believe.
But the point is that we want to involve everyone in the conversations just the same, just to ensure that it is leveled as a playing field. And this is the other part of I need to ask. If this is the case that you're describing, are you suggesting also that the persons or different relationships, maybe broken relationships between parents and children, and children and parents and wife and husband, husband and wife, brothers and sisters, some of the times what perhaps is happening too is that these individuals, when they have gone through particular experiences and maybe even have hurt, when they form new ones, they bring that past experience with them because they're trying to fix old broken pains?
Not all the time.
Tell us more as to why you say that.
Not all the time. All right. For example, each person, as I say, their level of maturity, or it comes back to that. Because if you are hurt, you would understand, or you would deal with your deal with that most times on your own. So you would say that, listen, you know, I put myself here, and even though things didn't go as how I expected it to go, I am going to get up, I'm going to move on, and I am going to be okay, right? When you do that, you tend not to blame or point fingers. And as well as when you move on and go into other relationships, or when you're trying to fix the broken ones, you don't bring that level of hurt into, because that those persons did not do you anything. They did you nothing. They are not going to bring that over into the new relationship.
In some cases, I would say.
Pardon?
Well, maybe in some cases, because remember, there are persons that still hold on to broken hurt, and they bring the trauma with them where it continues to play.
Yes, which is true. What I said, not everyone does that. Mm. Not one. If you haven't moved on from the hurt, you will do that. And what I always tell people is that heal first before you. If it's a relationship, heal first before you enter into a new relationship.
Even without having relationships, even experiences too, persons have not gotten over it. I have heard of stories where there are other persons that would suggest that. There's even this guy too that speaks of he's a bodyguard, and he has a client that he protects with his security company. And what does happen is that particular client is a lady. And she had an experience where she had a car accident. And up to this point, I spoke with him last week. The lady will not drive in a car or a vehicle, motor vehicle, unless it is high off the ground. She doesn't drive into anything else other than SUVs because of the experience that she has had. So perhaps she's not have moved across that fear.
Yeah, that is the fear. But not anger.
Yeah, but it's a part of the experience, a part of their the maturity growth and levels.
But if she was angry, she would behave differently, especially towards him.
Yeah, but the thing is,
but she's not angry; she's just fearful.
Anger and fear would coincide with some
part of the grieving process.
As emotions.
It is emotion.
Right. But remember, sometimes emotions also guides the thought of our maturity levels. Because remember, experiences are formed as how you were feeling under certain circumstances. So let's talk about an experience of maybe a nurse or such, or a trainee, or a police student, or someone who is in a training process, and the person who is supposed to be teaching them is embarrassing them. How did that make you feel at that point? How did that cause you to relate to situations similar for future references? Is it that you're going to shy away from it and maybe just turn down the job that you're being trained for? Or is it that you were feeling so bad or so hurt or fearful of being embarrassed or having that same situation replicated that you avoid the entire environment, whether it was a building that it was in that had a yellow color or a blue color? So when we look at these in psychological aspects, perhaps based on the emotional feelings that are garnered, it affects our maturity and the decisions we make and how we then relate after that point. Do you see where I'm trying to say?
I see where you're headed. But it does not work. It's different for everybody, for every individual. It does not go in the same direction with everyone.
But don't,
because one might overcome the fact that that person is embarrassing them, and maybe based on their experiences in life, they might look at it and say, "Hey, this person is trying to make me better." But someone else will say that, "Listen, this person is just pumping on my self-esteem or my self-confidence." I will tend to shy away, or someone else might look at it and say, "Listen, this person is just, she's just a whole lot of mess. But I'm gonna take whatever she's imparting on me, but that is for me and her, right? Mm-hmm. Or him. I'm gonna take whatever this person is giving me, whether that is for me and him or her, and I'm going to make myself better." And you have I have other persons who will just have nothing at all to do with whatever they were training with for, with the person that was training them, nothing at all. And they'll tend to reevaluate themselves and say, "Hey, maybe this was not for me." And in truth and in fact, maybe it wasn't for them, because if you are training for something and you are driven by passion, nothing will hinder you.
But if
you are in it for someone else, or in it for to prove something, or in it for some other reason, otherwise from the fact that you really want to do this thing, once you meet an obstacle, you're done.
So hold on, because we need to find out if passion is driven by our experience or our maturities, or by our emotions.
Not necessarily our maturity.
Let me try to rephrase it. Hang on. I'm trying to figure out, because for me, and doing other research and evaluations of how life is structured, though, especially experiences comes together with different characteristics, and I do believe strongly that emotions are a part of it. Emotions, what you see, you hear, you feel, how the events happened, and how you can relate to it, or it related to you. Those, for me, is a simple description of experiences, and this is what I believe it is.
Now,
after looking at that, I am trying to figure out then, based on what you're saying and what I would want to learn and the listeners are, perhaps how we make our decisions and how we have wake-up calls are not only managed by the experiences, which can be based on emotions, but based on our level of awareness. And then it goes back to maturity, because look at this. When you find someone where maybe they're passionate about doing medicine, and they were so great and advocating for it, and then maybe they perhaps had a particular experience in some areas, because this conversation doesn't has to necessarily lead to it becoming a negative thing where choices change, because change is constant based on the particular events that are faced. So what if that person is passionate about medicine and then had a particular experience, and then recognize that there's so much passion and care about giving and caring, where they are now turning into philanthropists.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found that they have a new gift somewhere that they never knew. Because maturity can also be discovered or burst into reality based on what you are facing. So
that would be circumstances, because circumstances in life affect the decisions that we make.
Circumstances are experiences, and they are also faced, and they are also felt.
So sometimes when we are going through a particular thing, it affects the way that we think, and the decisions that we make. That is why we most times we hear people say, don't make any rash decisions, or don't make any decisions based on how you're feeling at the moment.
Because you're now functioning off of
emotions and not thinking things through.
Right. So it's perhaps a part of the experiences that are also faced. Let me just go over
right.
Here
and as my grandmother would say, experience teach wisdom. So based on one's experience, it sometimes builds, as I mentioned earlier, it draws out the level of maturity based on the experience that they have.
Yes. So let me just pause here and to say, chasing the intoxication immersion of this experience is like a raindrop that continues to fill you from the feet up. And this is how your mind is being encapsulated by the climax with me, VIP Tev B. It's a spontaneous captivation of your attention that brings you to the peak of your climax. So here what, let's go high and take it a bit higher. So Chalisa, let me go over here and we have now hashtag this, been there, done that. Is this the feeling of what we have been through that changes how we relate? And that's another thing. I have a bit more, about 5 more minutes or so. Let me try to extend this just a bit. I've got to ask these regular questions because I don't want to go too technical and then lose some people, because we had that strong part.
Okay.
What are you saying to me now then? Let's go back to this part where as we grow and we evolve, there are those that perhaps would not have experienced some things and then want to experience it, and then they change from some persons and people grow apart and they change and evolve. In our society and how we are living, do you think that maybe how persons are now behaving is now a sickness?
No, I wouldn't say it's a sickness. It depends on the choices that we make.
Hello? So, as that conversation disseminated there, as we lost connection with Chalisa, the conclusion of the entire matter is that she stated that it is not seen as a sickness. It is particularly the choices that are made based on the emotion and the feeling at the moment, at that stage of maturity. I want to thank all of you for joining and staying with us on the climax. It's indeed a great transition
into the new light. Catch me soon on Podbean. We're coming through stronger like you've never seen it before or heard it before, 2021. And we're going further for the future on the climax with me, VIP Tef B. I must thank all of you around the world that have joined and have stayed and have partnershiped with us on the climax. It is indeed Voices of Today, your home of inspiration. You know, it's already hashtag the greatest thing. Been there, done that, but it's also tailor-made. I must thank you. Catch you soon. Bye-bye for now.